Welcome to the Friends Bacatti podcast. You've got Brad Mell and Chris Walker. Now this one, a little bit of a review episode, I guess, because we've had the community day now. We've had that big game against Chester. And like last time when there was the community day previously, some really good stuff for us has come out of this, hasn't it? So shall we start? Let's start with the football first, Chris. Let's get that bit out of the way. So obviously Scunthorpe played Chester. As I've said before, I wasn't able to be there, unfortunately, but Scunny did win, much needed win, beat the National League North record attendance as well, considerably, beat what we had last year for that game. Just tell me about the match, tell me about the day.
Yeah, the day is a good day all round. I mean, certainly the community today part of it before the game was interesting, not just for the stall, but all the other stuff that was going on there, because it was quite a lot. And the fans were mingling quite a lot, and it was far busier than usual, as you'd expect on a day like that. And the game turned out to be a really good one for Scunthorpe and a bit of a non-event for Chester, I'm afraid. Yeah. So a comfortable 3-1 win.
Yeah, which is definitely what we needed. Right, let's talk about the community day then, because obviously we had the stall previously. Similar setup again. Obviously, I wasn't there this time, but you had a couple of people helping you out, didn't you? And, you know, as you said there, a lot of people attending the day. So that's got to have been good stuff for Friends Bacatti.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. I had Daniel with me, my son, who was helping me set up, and he was with the stall pretty much all the time as well before we went into the game. And then one of their friends who sit with or close to us in the stands, Alison, she decided to help out. She'd provided the table and the chairs that were used, and she was happy to help out throughout the time that she was there. So yeah, it was really good. We had a steady flow of people, some people who we already knew and some we didn't. We did the raffle with the shirt that you donated kindly. That was the main sort of fundraiser on the day. We did manage to sell a few bits and pieces, some mugs and key rings and badges. And we got a few sort of additional donations just from people, usually people who know me quite well. So, for example, Rog Raman, one of the directors of the club, he gave a little bit towards us, which was nice of him on the day.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's talk money then. So what from the result of that day, what roughly sort of what was brought in?
When I counted it up at the end of the day, it came to £115.
That's good, yeah.
And added to what we already have, it's now £256.
Which is not bad for, that's not bad for a little event, was it? That we're, because it's not really a sort of specially put on event, it's just something we turned up to, wasn't it? That all helps, all chips away at the overall target to get the money for the power. Fantastic, great. I will not say too much more, but there is something else that came out of this day, much like last time, when Sarah turned up the storm, we ended up with computers and things like that, which was fantastic out of that community day. It's not the same thing, but there is another sort of positive thing that's come out of that day, which you can say as much or as little as you want to say about that.
Okay. Well, one of the people who came over to the stall was somebody who my understanding from what he was saying was he's been involved in some of the sort of investments that's been going on at the club recently, and he came over to see me, and he said he knew Rog Raman, and he knew Ian Sharp, Rick, both fairly well because of the investment stuff that he's been doing, and it turns out he was a Zimbabwean by birth, and he had some of his family and friends with him on the day. And he just came over to talk to me and was just saying how keen he was to help out with Friends of Bacatti. So we're now in the process of talking to him sort of privately just to find out how interested he really is and what he's likely to do for us. And hopefully within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll know quite a lot more about him.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to name him just now. But
no, that's absolutely fine.
Fairly soon.
But that is, it's very exciting. And I think it's... I think it's fine to say that we're both going to see him, aren't we, in a couple of weeks' time?
All being well, yeah.
Yeah, all being well. So, but that I'm looking forward to that. And I think from what you've told me, this is a very significant development for Friends of Pekati and for the project. And
yeah,
so hopefully that all comes together. That's probably as much as we'll say on that for now. But as Chris says there, we'll say a bit more hopefully in the next week or two. Yeah, and I think let's just leave it there. Very brief episode, but just giving a quick rundown of the community day at Chester. So obviously got some money in, which is fantastic. Shirt raffle, you know, gone to a good fan there as well. So that's what we like to see. And of course, news of this potential partner as well. So thank you very much for listening to this. There will definitely be more in the near future.